from the mouths of babes with Katrina Rowe. Good morning, Katrina.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Good. How are you going?
Not too bad. Well, last week we talked about children's books and we talked about why they often have happy endings. And in response to that, some of our listeners phoned in or emailed in afterwards and said that, you know, Australian kids shouldn't be so sheltered from pain and from death. And I thought we really sort of, you know, with these horrific bushfires that we've had in Victoria, I thought we really need to have a bit of a discussion, a bit of a conversation about how we deal with this, you know, as parents. Like, how can we help our kids come to terms with this? And how do we talk about death and loss without making our children really anxious? So hopefully, I guess, some of your listeners will have some ideas about this as well.
No one finds it easy to talk about death, and it is never a conversation. We don't even use that term. We rarely even use that word.
That's right.
And especially, even more so with young kids, we don't want to even go there.
Well, that's right. And I mean, normally, in sort of happier circumstances, children are usually sort of first exposed to the concept of death when, say, a pet needs to be put down, or you know, you go out for a walk, or you're at the park and you stumble across a dead bird. And I mean, like for us, when we were on holidays, we came back to our apartment one day to find a dead cockatoo outside our front door. And naturally, my daughter wanted to see it. And straight away, you know, she knew that something was wrong. And she was asking me if he was asleep, you know, and whether he was going to wake up soon. But she looked so worried that I just thought, I'm just going to have to tell her the truth. And so I said, look, you know, the cockatoo's dead. And I sort of explained that when people or animals get very sick or very old, they eventually die. And I said, it's kind of like they've gone to sleep, but, you know, they won't ever wake up. And yeah, that sort of went down okay. But she did keep asking me for the, you know, the next few days. And obviously talking about something, you know, as horrific as bushfires is not quite so simple, because even very young children would know instinctively that, you know, people who've been killed by fires haven't just, you know, peacefully gone to sleep. I mean, that's the sort of horrible truth of it. And I think, you know, and there's all these images of the burnout cars, and there's, you know, images of houses and towns destroyed, and you know, the voices on the radio that were recognisably distressed. Like, you know, when we first heard the reports on the news, even my daughter, who's only two, was calling out, you know, what's wrong, Daddy, what's wrong? And she, you know, she could pick up that something had happened. So obviously for older kids to understand that much more, it's just a very, very confronting situation.
I mean, obviously we want to tell them the truth. We want to explain what's happened, but we don't want to freak them out. So it's like this balancing act that we have to play.
Yeah, look, and I'm hoping that some of your listeners might have some, you know, some helpful ideas and maybe some experiences to share. I mean, it occurred to me that one way we can help our children to deal with this is maybe to counteract or to balance out, as you said, you know, the tragic stories with some stories of hope, you know. So we need to talk about the survivors. You know, we need to talk about the brave men and women who fought the fires, maybe to do something positive, like donating some money to a charity that will help the victims. And, you know, it's probably also a good opportunity to talk about fire safety and fire prevention, so your kids, you know, get a sense that you're prepared and that you're in control. Like, just even if it's just as simple as showing them where the fire extinguisher is or explaining what the smoke detector does, stuff like that. I mean, obviously, nothing can really take away from the sadness and enormity of what has happened. But if we remain hopeful, try to remain hopeful, maybe it might be just a little bit less overwhelming for our kids and also for us as well.
Well, I mean, have you had the chance to talk to your children about the bushfires yet? Chances are you have. I mean, it's on the news. Even we do it, the 6 o'clock news on all this week. It's been an hour long. Talking about the bushfires, you can't avoid it. What kind of questions have your kids been asking you, and how have you dealt with that? When they see those images and hear it on the radio, I'd love to hear from you this morning. 1-300-40-2020. How have you discussed these bushfires and chatted about them with your kids?
It's a big one. Thank you,
indeed.
Katrina.
No worries. Yeah, good to talk to you guys.
No worries. We'll chat again next week. Katrina Rowe, our resident expert on many things.
Many things.
She's a champion.
Many things.